You'll turn again to Proverbs chapter 1. We begin this morning a new series looking at the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is full of wise sayings. It's full of verses to show us how to use our words wisely. Verses to show us how to conduct ourselves in relationships. Verses that teach us how to be wise husbands and wives. How to be wise children. Verses about how to be wise in work. How to discern how to use our wealth. Proverbs tells us how we can live wisely for God the Lord. We live in a world where there's a lot of information. More than ever before, we can get information about anything. Facts, figures, knowledge, they're all just a fingertip away. If you want to know how to bake a cake, very simple. Go onto the internet, you can find out how to bake a cake. You want to learn, how to drive a car. You can go onto the internet and it can teach you how to drive a car, how to run a business, how to raise a child. All the information that you need can be found there. Just a fingertip away. In the church, we have more access to information than ever before. We can get all the facts about the Bible. We can have lots of information about theology and doctrine. There are thousands upon thousands of Christian books that have been written. We can download all the information. We can order books to arrive in our home and read them. You want to know what justification is? What are the issues facing the persecuted church? You want to know how to give a talk at a holiday Bible club? All the information, it can be there at our fingertips. But with all of this increase in information and facts, we often see people both inside and outside the church making the wrong decisions. People choose the wrong path. They do the wrong thing. They have all the information. They have all the facts. All the data is before them. But yet we see people acting foolishly instead of wisely. In some of the most important areas of life, people, although they have the information, they just don't know what to do. Proverbs. Here is a book about applying the facts. It's taking that information, it's taking truth, and it's saying, here is how to act on it. Here is how you can live it out in your day-to-day life. Here in Proverbs, we have wise words for godly living. And that's the title of our series as we come to this book. Wise Words for Godly Living. Here is a book to help us make good choices in relationships. A book to teach us how to make good choices in our use of money and how to use our words. Here is a book that shows us what it looks like to be a wise man. Or a wise woman, a wise boy or girl. And so as we come to the book of Proverbs, we're going to see that it is God's truth that is directing us. It's God's truth that's our only rule for faith and practice. As we come to Proverbs, we will see that we have choices to make every day. We can choose to either act wisely or we can choose to be a fool. We can choose to be silly. Choose to do the wrong thing. Proverbs shows us what it looks like to be Christ-like. It shows us how we can live lives pleasing to our Father in heaven. Here indeed are wise words for godly living. And I want this morning, by way of introduction to our new series, to set out for us the author of Proverbs, the purpose of Proverbs, and the focus of Proverbs. And in reminding ourselves of these things, I trust that we'll be able to see more clearly what it means to be wise. As we are clear about the author of Proverbs, we'll see this is what it means to be wise. This is the truth that we are to base our life on. As we look at the purpose of Proverbs, we will see that wisdom is something that we greatly need. And as we look at the focus of Proverbs, we will see where our focus is to be so that we can make right choices on a daily basis. Wise words for godly living. So firstly then, the author of Proverbs. The author, the human author of the book of Proverbs, it's clearly stated for us in verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. So most of the Proverbs in this book belong to Solomon. And you can find out all about Solomon in 1 Kings. He was the son of the great King David. He was the man who prayed to God for wisdom. And in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29 to 34, we read from it earlier, we are told that God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding. He gave it to him beyond measure, so that Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all other people of the East and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all other men. So Solomon is the human author, this wise king. But Solomon in his life also made bad choices. Yes, he was a very wise man. But Solomon, this very wise king, he could also be foolish. Solomon wasn't perfect, especially when it came to relationships. So this human author, he's flawed, he's weak, and at times the wise king is also foolish. But ultimately, it is God who is the author of Proverbs. Because it is God who gave Solomon wisdom. And it is God who has breathed out his word. The Spirit of God carried men along and worked in men to write down and record what God would have them say. And Proverbs falls into that category of the inspired word of God. So what we are reading here, it isn't just the wisdom of Solomon, but it's something much, much more. This is the very wisdom of the Creator God. This is the wisdom of the one who is perfectly wise. It's the wisdom of the one who is full of truth. And as we approach the book of Proverbs, we do so in the understanding that here we are dealing with what God is calling us to do. Here is what God says is right. Here is what God says is wrong. Here is what God is saying to us about how we should conduct ourselves at work. Here is what God says we should do when we come to use our words. This is the wisdom of the Creator, the wisdom of our King and our Lord. Here is how we are to live. This book teaches us how God calls on His children to listen to His truth and to live it out day by day. This is what pleases God. This is what it looks like to live like Christ. Therefore, because of the author of this book, we are to give it our full attention. Because of the true author of the book, we are to learn from it. And we'll be blessed as we give ourselves to these wise words for godly living. The author of the book. Then secondly, the purpose of Proverbs. The purpose of Proverbs. Again, we turn our attention to the opening verses. The purpose is set out for us in verses 2-6. To know wisdom and instruction. To understand words of insight. To receive instruction. To give prudence. To understand. This is the purpose of the book. It's for our good. It's here to give us what we lack. It is here to give us something that we need. Look at these purpose statements. To know, to understand, to receive, to give, to increase. There is something missing in our lives. There is something that we need more of in our lives. And that is wisdom. Today, many people make choices based on what serves them best. Many people make choices that are very short-sighted. Choices that are self-centered. And because of that, lots of people every day are making bad choices. People live their lives ignoring the truth. They ignore information and facts. Imagine that you're driving down the road and you see a sign, and the sign says, "Warning, flooding." And you choose to ignore it. And all the worse because it's raining heavily. And you think, "Oh well, that doesn't matter. I'll keep driving straight on this road at this speed that I'm doing." Next thing you know, you're into a deep puddle and the car stops. What would you say to that person who ignored the facts? You would say to them, "You're a fool. You're silly." But every day, that is what people are doing. They are ignoring the truth of God's word. They are ignoring the facts and the information that God has given to us. And they make choices based more on what they want to do than on what God is telling them. The choices they make, they're not just silly, but they're hurtful. They're damaging. Proverbs here gives us warnings about this foolish way of living. I'm going to be speaking more on that tonight. But very quickly, look at verse 31 of chapter 1. This is speaking about the man, the woman, or the boy or girl who hasn't acted wisely. Verse 31 is the foolish person, the one who's made a bad choice. And God says, "Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their way and have their fill of their own choices. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them." God is saying, your bad choices, your decision to ignore the truth, that will lead to death, will lead to destruction. Many people lack wisdom. They lack that ability to take the truth of God's word and apply it to their lives. They need to learn how to live out God's truth. Because if they don't, they are headed for disaster. They're headed to judgment. And that is the purpose of Proverbs. It is supplying what is lacking in people's lives. But bad choices don't just happen out there in the world. Bad choices, a lack of discernment, happens in the church. We can act foolishly. We can act in ways that don't reflect what we know about the truth of God's word. We can make choices that seem completely at odds to the fact of God's word. And sometimes these foolish choices can be hurtful. They can be damaging. Our foolish actions, they have an impact on others. And so we need wisdom. We need to know how to take the truth that God has set out clearly in his word and how to apply it to our day-to-day lives. We lack wisdom. We fall short on taking the clear truth of Scripture and then walking in line of that truth. We can make bad decisions in our relationships. We can make poor choices with our wealth. We can be like the fool with our words. We can be foolish in our work. And the purpose of Proverbs is to give us what we lack. Here in this book we will find example after example of what it looks like to be wise. Here we have set out for us a wide variety of ways of what it looks like to be walking in truth, what it looks like to be living out God's word. Here is what it is like to be Christ-like. Here is walking according to Scripture. The purpose of Proverbs is to show us, to teach us, to know wisdom, to receive instruction, to give prudence, to understand. That's the purpose of this book. And Proverbs then shows us the blessing of wisdom. There's a great comfort in living wisely. There's a great reward for the person who takes the truth of God's word and lives it out. Look at verse 33 of chapter 1. Whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread or disaster. Proverbs shows us the blessing of being a wise man, woman, or child. Again, we'll be thinking more about that tonight. The purpose of Proverbs, it is here to give us what we lack. And then thirdly and finally, the focus of Proverbs. The focus of Proverbs. Verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. This is repeated for us in chapter 9 and verse 10 with a slight difference. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. The focus. The fear of the Lord. The word fear is that word that means to stand in awe. It's a word that means to have reverence. It's a word that means to have respect. Respect for one who is greater than we are. We should fear God. We are to submit to God. And this is where Proverbs sets its focus. The focus is firmly on God the Lord. This is the God that we serve. This is the God that we're to follow. The one that we're to submit to and fear. The one that we are to reverence and worship. The Lord God. That is the saving God. The God of promise. The God of steadfast love. The God of mercy and grace. The eternal God. And so when we come to the book of Proverbs, our focus, it won't just be directed on how we are to live, on this is right and this is wrong, but our focus will be lifted up and it will be heavenward. We're going to see that God is the one that we are looking to. Our desire is to please Him. Our desire is to live lives worthy of the calling that we have received through Him. Proverbs is going to direct our attention to Christ Jesus. It'll direct our attention to our Savior. And it will do that because Jesus is the wise man of Proverbs. We will focus on Jesus as the wise man of Proverbs. He ultimately shows us what wisdom is in every action. As we go through Proverbs, we're going to see this is how Jesus Christ lived his life when he was here on earth. Every word that Christ said, everything that he did, every action that he took, it was wise. Every act that Jesus performed was based on truth. And as we look at Proverbs, we will see that Christ is the perfect one. Yes, we fall short. We are like Solomon. At times we make foolish choices. At times we do the wrong thing. At times, although we have the information before us and we know the truth, we still act in a foolish way. But not Christ. He never did that. Not once. And so as we look at this book of Proverbs, we will see that Christ is the perfect example. He is the one that we are to follow. He is the one that we are to give ourselves to. He is the wise man of Proverbs. But more than that, our focus will also be directed to see that Christ himself is wisdom. Christ himself is wisdom. Jesus Christ is the Word of life. He's the Word who became flesh. Christ is the revelation of God to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. It says of Christ, He became to us wisdom from God. And so if we want to be wise men, women, boys and girls, if we want to be wise, we must first of all be looking to the one who is wisdom. Outside of Christ. If we are living our lives outside of Jesus Christ, then there is no wisdom. Outside of Christ, there is no wise man or wise woman. Outside of Christ, you cannot be wise. Outside of Christ, you cannot make right choices. Outside of Christ, you cannot live lives that please God. Not only does Jesus show us what it looks like to act wisely, but we find that we can only be wise when we come to Him, when we submit to Him, when Christ Himself comes into our lives, when we are changed, when we are made new. We can only be considered wise when wisdom dwells in us. This means that if you are outside of Christ, then Proverbs, and in fact the whole of Scripture, calls you a fool. This morning, if you're sitting here and you're not a Christian, if you haven't come to God in faith, if you haven't trusted in Him for salvation through what Christ has done on the cross, then you're a fool. Then you're silly. Then the judgment that God says falls on the fool is coming to you. Trying to live our own lives, our own way, without coming to the one who is wisdom, without the fear of the Lord, then we are fools. The only way to be wise is to come to Christ. The fear of the Lord. Reverence to the saving God. Submitting to the saving God in Christ. That's the beginning of knowledge. That is where we find wisdom itself. The only way to be wise is looking to Christ. Taking God's truth and applying it to our lives. The beginning of knowledge, the beginning of wisdom, is found in the fear of the Lord. And Proverbs is going to direct our focus to Christ time and time again. And we will see Him as the wonderful example. But we will also be reminded that we are foolish. We are weak. We are in great need. And we need Christ. We need wisdom from Him. We need our Savior dwelling in us and working in us so that we can make those choices that are right choices. Wise words for godly living. My prayer is that through this series, I plan to preach 12 or 13 sermons on it. Through this series in Proverbs, my prayer is that we will look more to Christ. And as we look to Him, we will grow in wisdom. That we will be known as a church, as men and women, as boys and girls, who make the right choices as we follow Christ our Savior. Amen.